You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm very happy to announce that we have Mr. DJ Bax in the booth right now as we speak. Good morning, Mr. Bax. How you doing?
Good morning, Zach. How are we?
I'm chill, man. It's been a really fun show today, actually. It's been a super fun show.
Sounds like it.
You're operating on 4 hours of sleep or something?
Yeah, 4 hours of sleep. Let's go.
Yeah, nice. Because you went to, you played Carowein last night.
Yeah. And organized everything at Carousel. It was good fun.
Apparently it went down like a treat.
Yeah, it was amazing. Eh? Is everybody in costume? It'd be weird if you were in a costume. It was so sick. Apparently there's a big line, which is kind of gutting. Everybody couldn't get in, but good to see people want to come to it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a good problem to have.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm really happy to hear that. Do you think that it was a missed opportunity, though, that you didn't call it Scareween?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking for ages of a name, and then I just couldn't think of anything like that. It's like the most low-hanging fruit name in the world.
Yeah, just like literally.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. You were dressed as a Smurf.
Yes, I was. Yeah.
Do you have any blue face paint?
Nah, blue face paint.
The clothes.
Not even clothes. I knew that if I put blue face paint on, I'd rock up to work in the morning with probably like blue on my face somehow. So I was like, man, it's probably best if I just avoid that.
Yeah. Fair. Angus was the boy from Hereditary.
The possessed child.
Have you seen Hereditary?
On the table.
Yep. Listening to the Talk to a podcast. Going crazy on that thing. Whack that. Oh my goodness. So we're here to talk about your new EP, Lerm World, which came out recently. But before we do that, I want to get a kind of general overview of some more Donk stuff, because I feel like there's so much to pluck from Donk. Donk embraces meme culture like nothing else, especially in kind of the fast-paced kind of brain rock compilations that have been used to promote some tracks that I've seen floating around the place. Yeah. What is the relationship between meme culture and Donk music? You know, could Donk exist without meme culture?
I guess it did, because it was like a thing in the UK where it was just like kind of serious, and then there was a song called Put a Donk on It, and then it was just like so overplayed, then people just started taking the piss out of it, I guess, and then just using like stupid mashups and stuff, and then chucking it over top of it.
When was this?
This was like early 2010s, I think.
Oh, right.
I'm not
and
entirely
you can't really
sure.
use 2010 memes for fun, because they're all like, I can have cheeseburger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Epic taco.
Yeah, because it was like kind of North England was like kind of, they still do it like kind of like serious, like, well, not serious, it's still fun, but it's like more serious than like Southern England Donk, which is like London and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which is like the silly fast stuff.
More like, are you having a laugh versus
are you having a laugh?
Yeah. Totally. That's fine. It's funny, actually. We managed to secure a request from a fan of yours who wants to show you some of their stuff. So I think we hear that right now. Do you get many of those like interactions?
Yeah, like people sending me music and
stuff.
Most of
it good? Or?
Yeah.
wink.
No, I get some cool stuff. It's awesome. When you play something again, if someone's like, what's that? And you're like, I'm Release. Or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know how this guy found this, but his name's Luca Brasi, and I think he's somewhere over in like Campania in Italy or something. I don't know how he heard of this, but yeah, he sent us some stuff. So let's hear it. Here is a DJ Bax fan request.
Hello, Mr. DJ Bax. This is XX Stone Cold Sniper 420XX speaking to you through this pristine audio medium. Although you've never seen La Mia Faccia, I've seen your face and all those swag t-shirts you wear. Not only are you a fashion inspiration to me, but you've enamored me with your beautiful, tantalizing donk sound. So much so that I've begun producing epic donk beats. Please, if you could grace me with your ears and listen to this quick sample, I would be very grato.
Hey, young mentor, I don't trust you. I'm gonna shoot you.
Real fire in the booth there, eh?
That's like what my music sounds like to my parents, I think, eh?
Yeah, big shout outs to that guy who totally exists.
Shout out the bro.
Shout out to Luca, man. I just, oh man, I love that little fart sounds. Yeah, they'll always get me.
Put a fart on it.
Farts will never not be funny. Yeah. Put a fart on that thing. So we're here to talk now about your Lorem World EP. Yeah. What is Lorem World?
Oh, Lorem World is there's a guy called Lorem up in Auckland. He usually just hosts gigs.
Mm-hmm.
And then last time I was up there, I played my Morgan Wallen edit, and he's like, "Do you want to release that through me?" And then I was like, "Yeah." And then I'd been talking to Andwan and stuff, and then he kind of just did his wee first VA, and then yeah, so me, Andwan, and DJ Awesome Chill Guy 25 did some collabs and some solo tracks and sent them all through to him, and yeah,
it's a beautiful name, DJ Awesome Chill Guy 25.
Yeah, he's a legend.
It is a collab between yourself, as you said before, Andwan, and DJ Awesome Chill Guy. Who are they?
Andwan's they're just producers from Auckland. DJ Awesome Chill Guy 25, he came down here a while ago. I've got a couple mutual friends with him, and then yeah, well, because he makes kind of silly stuff as well, so it was like satisfying to meet someone else doing that. Andwan's the kind of jungle guy from Auckland. I've seen his name around. I met him at Twisted a few years ago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're just friends I've kind of made over DJing and stuff like that. Yeah,
nice. That's beautiful.
Mm.
That's beautiful.
It's lovely.
And it seems like you guys have a lot of creative chemistry.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. So there are a couple of kind of collab songs over here, but otherwise it's kind of just them doing their own thing.
Yeah. There's like, yeah, we got like one collab and one solo track each, and then I had like a Thank God I'm a Country Boy remix. I was sitting on my laptop, so I was like, yeah, just chuck it at the end of the thing.
It's funny because there's a few country and country inspired bangers here. Yeah, what is the go with it? How did this come about?
I've heard people say, I like how you do like country stuff, and it's just it's not even intentional. It's just like I'll be listening to it. It's just like when I'll hear it on the radio or something, and I'm like, that'll be hilarious if it was super fast with a 4-4 kick. And I guess it's just because it's just the most unlikely thing to kind of be like that. That's why I just ended up just making a bunch of country remixes. I got like two other ones that are on my laptop.
Yeah. I mean, Liquor Talk I think was kind of country-ish, as well as
well, Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, and there's and then at the 40th where you played, you were doing like chicken songs.
Yeah,
there was was it Cotton Eye Joe? Did you remix Cotton Eye Joe?
I think it's like have a sample of one of the songs.
Okay,
some
German
guys made a song.
Yeah. Because there's also the Plants versus Zombies noise, I'm pretty sure, that you were using in one of your songs, right? They're like the crazy Dave going.
I don't think it's from that. But
I thought it was.
No, it's just like, I think it's Country Scream.wav or something. YouTube to MP3 that.
That's awesome. This is a more general question. Why is Mickey Mouse your insignia? And have you received any cease and desist letters yet?
Well, actually, I'll speak to the latter part of that question. Mickey Mouse's copyright is 100 years old, so it's technically public domain.
True.
Now.
True. Is it Steamboat Willie or Mickey Mouse?
Steamboat Willie, which I think is Mickey Mouse.
They're kind of different.
Oh, well. Sorry.
They're a little bit, I think they might be a little bit different, but I think you should be fine.
My profile picture, one day I just found that photo, and I was like, that's so funny. The middle fingers with the galaxy.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, whoa. And then kind of, I was like, oh, I could just make that a thing, I guess, and then
yeah,
just kind of a thing.
And no, it's beautiful.
I just made it.
It feels like the kind of logical evolution of Loading Swag 100%, you know?
Yeah. That's why I still work at Loading Swag on Facebook, eh?
How did that come about? Because it just happened randomly in, like, 2015.
Yeah. Remember? I'm still at 99, though. One day I'll get to 100%.
One day.
Complete.
Yeah, the day before you die.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Just pass away peacefully.
Still get my water. The CEO will come in and promote me on my deathbed.
Yeah, hopefully. Eating lunchly and listening to Toys. I think that's enough Braid Rock for one show. Are there any more tunes or shows that you want to plug?
Let me think. Yeah, I'm playing at Hidden Lakes and on the 28th.
Are we well away?
Yeah.
December.
Yeah.
Oh, right, so are we well away?
And I don't think I have any shows before then.
Any festivals doing?
Well, that's the festival.
That's the festival.
I think I've got like four songs coming out in the next month. Just coincidentally, I've had a song come out last night, a remix of Money Trees by Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
I kind of just like checked my phone and then it was out. I was like, whoa, okay. Oh, yeah. And there we go. out through a label. And then I got a few other songs on a few labels coming out in the next month.
Nice.
And a new recorded mix hopefully coming out soon with a bunch of TikTok and real spams coming.
to your page.
No, to very, very soon. Yeah.
What is, so where did you get signed to a label?
Oh, no, they're just like kind of like people just like release songs that they like and they kind of curate like a SoundCloud page. I wouldn't say it would be like, it's not like a necessarily conventional like record label.
Yeah,
it's a weird kind of like culture, but it's like somebody will just like run a label and they'll just, you kind of, they kind of curate what songs they release through it, and they host gigs and they'll master it for you and get it on streaming services if it's not a bootleg, which all of my songs are. Chuck it on there anyway.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. I feel like do you think if you did sign to a big label that it might affect your ability to stay true to who you are?
Yeah.
And like you're all incredible marketing.
So. Well, I don't know. I think I'm not very advertiser friendly in the way everything I make's copyright, and that's kind of the whole bit.
Yeah. No, but it's an excellent.
Straight plagiarism, baby.
It's an excellent bit. You're doing the Lord's work here.
Yeah, cheers.
If people want to see you, are you playing at Carousel anytime between now and Hidden Lakes, or is Hidden Lakes the next big thing?
No, I think Hidden Lakes is the next big thing.
So you're wrapping up for the year, basically.
Take a step back.
And yeah.
On the Carousels, Thursdays, going to work on Fridays, a bit punishing sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, man. I imagine.
Yeah.
I imagine. Well, thank you for your time this morning, DJ Bax.
No, thank you for your time.
It was very, very fun. That was DJ Bax. We're talking about Loam World. We're talking about Donk. All that goodness. Here is DJ Bax with Thank Donk. I'm a country boy. You're listening to The One. Keep it real. Right. Cheers, G.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.